We're 17 days now into the new year. How are those resolutions holding up? Stick with it. You got this. Here's a good resolution for the planet. Cut down on your plastic consumption this year. Easier said than done, especially when we go to a supermarket and everything, it seems, is wrapped in plastic. There is a movement to change this. Reporter Brenna Daldorf went to meet a London-based consultant who is helping businesses, large and small, reduce their reliance on plastic packaging.
So I'll just show you what we're going to go through. So the first session is...
I'm sitting in a small room with just over a dozen women learning the ins and outs of running a low-waste business. Think of a whole store that's like the bulk section in your local market, where customers bring in their own containers and there's hardly any plastic packaging.
Most of us, from the chat that we've just had, want to set up these shops because we want to do something useful for the world.
That's Catherine Conway, who runs the Zero Waste Retail Workshop. She's the founder of the consulting firm Unpackaged. People have traveled from all over the world to be at this workshop. One woman flew in from the United Arab Emirates. Another woman flew in from Northern Ireland. Conway's workshop isn't all just pep talks and inspiration. She focuses on the realities of starting a zero-waste business.
If you don't have a long-term financially sustainable business, you can't help anyone. And there will come a point where you are exhausted and you're working really hard and you're just not making enough money.
She says the people who want to start zero-waste businesses tend to be idealistic and maybe a little naive. She knows that firsthand. Back in 2006, she opened a stand where you could refill dry goods and cleaning products. They expanded into a shop, then a restaurant.
We struggled for a year, and then we had to close down, and yep, we went insolvent, and it was awful. I lost my own money, I lost investors' money, so it was really, really, really painful.
So she took some time and realized that she could help other people learn from her mistakes. Now, when Conway holds workshops for people who want to start zero-waste businesses, she's brutally honest with them.
You know, a lot of small businesses, I think something like 80% of small businesses go bust within the first 3 years. I genuinely think that anybody can do this because I had no retail experience other than working in a shop when I was a teenager. But I think a lot of people, if they actually are very honest with themselves, it might not be the right time in their life to do it.
Still, the participants don't seem discouraged. Luzanne Allison and Carrie Kovtry are just weeks away from opening their own zero-waste food shop in West Sussex. I caught up with them after the workshop.
It's good to be slightly terrified. Yeah. It keeps the momentum going.
Because we've never done anything like this before. I mean, we both come from, you know, you come from a graphic design background and I come from a illustrator's background. But we both 40 and it's time to use the other side of our brains now, I think. Definitely. New bit. Find the new bit.
Conway doesn't just advise individuals who want to start their own no-waste business. She's also consulted with the Waitrose supermarket chain on a pilot store in Oxford that offers less packaging. A few days after the workshop, I went to visit what they're calling Waitrose Unpacked. When I walk in, it kind of looks like any other supermarket. Lots of plastic bottles and packaging on the shelves. Then I find this map. It shows all of the different areas in the store that are a little bit different. So there's an unpacked hub where you can pick up reusable containers and get some inspiration. I'm not sure what that's about. A refill station with frozen foods, coffee, wine and beer, and a refill machine for cleaning products, and a lot of other things. So I'm going to have a wander and see what people here think about it. There's a bulk section where you can get dried goods and put them in your own reusable container. In the produce section, some things are still wrapped in plastic, but quite a few fruits and vegetables are loose. I talked to shopper Lizzie Thompson, who says Waitrose is more expensive than a lot of supermarkets.
Definitely, the low packaging is a big motivation for me to come here more instead, because it's just so much better for the environment. And since they started doing this, I don't think I've bought any of those things bought in plastic.
Shopper David Lambert tells me that Waitrose Unpacked really raised his awareness.
I do notice it when I shop elsewhere now, the amount of packaging. So, it's been a good thing. It's a bit of an eye-opener, more than I thought it would be, yeah.
In the fall, the supermarket chain rolled out the initiative at several other locations. And last month, Waitrose reported sales of refillables, including pasta, frozen fruit, coffee, wine, and beer, were outselling their packaged equivalents by 68% at the Unpacked locations. Conway says she knows that Waitrose Unpacked isn't a perfect solution. There's still a lot of single-use plastic. But for her, the wide reach is the most important thing.
we have to remember that I think in the UK it's something like 96% of people shop in a supermarket. So whilst you could have a shop like my original shop that was small and independent and beautiful and 100% refillable, very few people shop there compared to the scale of who shops in a supermarket.
Conway says rolling out this kind of initiative at a big supermarket is a big step.
When I felt most hopeful recently was on that first opening week of Waitrose. It was full of just the most ordinary looking people saying, this is great, I've been waiting for it, I'm ready for it. And that made me super, super hopeful.
For The World, Brenna Daldorf, London.